Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today is the show that you want to pay attention to. I have a question for you. Have you ever thought about how important your mind is when it comes to health? Do you think your emotions might have an impact on your health? Well, if you're answering yes to that, then this show is for you because we're going to be taking a deep dive into that. And you're going to be able to see how inextricably connected the mind and the body, the mind and emotions, the mind and our physicality are completely connected. So I've studied this subject for many years, and I've studied many of the ancient teachings around this. And what we're finding more and more is that the ancient teachings align with the current science. And so once you start to understand that, and you understand that there's limitations with allopathic medicine, right, that you need to really explore the wide gamut of what's available for you. And why is that? Well, if you have a chronic disease going on right now, if you got something chronic that's happening over and over and again with you, the healing is a quest. And so if you're not getting your results, then you have to look in alternative places. And if you don't, what's probably going to happen is it's whatever you've got going on is probably going to get exacerbated. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. But there are solutions to almost every health challenge. And today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's got a new book out called The Body Code. He's the one that wrote The Emotional Code. Now we're going to talk about The Body Code. So after I come back from the break, I'm going to introduce you to him. But here's what I'd like you to do. Go get a pen and paper. Get ready to write down this important information that the doctor is about to give you. Okay. Hope you do that. Hope you take me up on that. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that I get the deepest sleeps at night without counting sheep. Ease is transdermal magnesium, which means it absorbs through your skin. And many people are deficient in magnesium, which means they have too much calcium. When you've got too much calcium in your body, you can end up with heart palpitations, sore muscles, stiff joints, anxiety, and definitely poor sleep patterns. When you apply ease to start your day, then regardless of the stressors in your life, you can rest blissfully because we've sold more than 750,000 bottles of this effective spray, helping countless people fall asleep without counting sheep. Right to your door in just a few days, we'll deliver your brain the fuel it needs. You can now expect unexpected surges of joyful mental energy. Then click the link below, and for less than a dollar a day, you can upgrade your health right now.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a tax doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call. Check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I have my guest in studio. Hello, Dr. Bradley. How are you?
Well, great, Ken. It's nice to be back on the show.
Great to have you back. Today, I'm going to call the show The Courage to Explore the Future of Medicine. And let me just give you a little intro here. So for those of you that don't know Dr. Bradley Nelson, he's a DC. He's one of the most foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. And he's also the CEO of Discovering Healing. He's the author of The Emotional Code, as I mentioned earlier, and also the creator of the Body Code System. So, Body Code System. All righty. I'm excited about this. I know this book is coming out in, I guess it's in January. What stimulated you to write this new book? What happened here?
Well, that's a great question. When I was in practice, I learned early on how to tap into the subconscious mind of my patients. And the story about that really goes back to my earlier years, back in the early 1980s. It was actually in 1980, I took a class at college on computer programming. And man, I just fell head over heels in love with computers. And so I became a computer programmer. And I set up a business back in the early 80s called the Computer Tutor, where I would help people. I'd go into businesses. People would buy computers back in those really early days. They'd buy an IBM PC or they'd buy an Apple II or whatever, and they wouldn't know what to do with it. And so I would go in and I would write the software that would help them to run their business. And so that's what I did. And it was great. And I loved it. And it was really a lot of fun. Well, eventually it was an answer to prayer that brought me back to this old dream that I had of going into the healing arts. And so, but I still really was into computers. And so when I got into practice, I always had a computer there with me, right where I was working on patients so that I could keep things organized. And so I could catalog things as I was finding new things on people. And I remember when I was in college, when I was in chiropractic school, I can remember my instructors saying things like, "The brain is the most amazing computer that exists in the known universe." And as a programmer, I remember sitting there in the audience in the class thinking, if the brain's really a computer, wow, will we ever be able to access it and ask questions and get answers from it? Because it would be the ultimate authority. It would know what's really going on with people. Wouldn't that be an amazing way to take care of our patients? And so that's exactly what really all the work that I am involved in, the emotion code, the body code, it's all about that idea. It's all about tapping into the subconscious mind, which is the internal computer system that each person has. And it has all the answers. It knows exactly what's wrong with people. And so that's what this work is really about.
Well, I guess the biggest challenge most folks have is how do you tap into the computer and use it for your benefit, especially when the computer's been programmed through society, through school, through friends, through parents. It's been programmed in a certain methodology almost. How do you break that, so that mm-hmm. all of a sudden we can now look at what's really not working in this programming and be able to reprogram? How do we do that?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. It's really interesting. And as a former computer programmer, I mean, that was a really big hurdle to overcome. And I didn't come up with this myself. I mean, this is something that I think has been known for a while, but it's something that I really over years of working with people, I came to really totally rely on. And so think about it this way. The subconscious mind, or that internal computer that is running your body, that's creating millions of new red blood cells every minute, and that's taking the breakfast you had this morning and is converting that over into new cells and hormones and neurotransmitter chemicals, all kinds of things. It's the subconscious mind, really, that's doing all of that. And so we have a conscious mind, which is a very, very tiny part of our intelligence. And that's where we live. And we spend all of our waking hours there. We take our classes and we work our jobs. We have our relationships and so on. But when we go to sleep, that conscious mind shuts down, right? And the subconscious keeps running. And the subconscious mind never shuts down. So there are a number of different methods that you can use to tap into the subconscious mind. They're mostly based on something that we call muscle testing. And what we found is that the subconscious mind is essentially a binary computer, which means binary just means that binary means two. And so most people are aware that in a computer, if you get down to the basic level of things, you get down to the chip level, everything is represented in there as either a one or a zero. You have on switches, off switches, and the subconscious mind can give you answers as long as you're asking questions that can be answered with either a yes or a no. Now, the way that the body represents those answers is through normal strength, which is the on state of the body, or by the body weakening a little bit. And that's the body giving you a no answer, essentially. So that might sound kind of weird, but for example, if I were there with you, if you were to hold your arm out parallel to the floor, and if you were to say, my name is Ken, and if I were to press down on your arm, you'd be able to resist me with no problem. Your normal strength would be there. On the other hand, if you were to say something that's incongruent or untrue, like if you were to say, my name is Bob, if I were to press down on your arm at that point, your arm would weaken. You wouldn't be able to resist me because you've just made a statement that is incongruent or untrue. And so it's fascinating, but the body is this incredibly powerful computer. And so we tap into it, we get information, we get answers, and in my experience, the subconscious mind is very, very willing to give up its information if you ask the questions the right way. And the work that we do is just based on that, teaching people how to ask those questions and get those answers. And it works incredibly well. So I mentioned during all those years I was in practice, I always had a computer there. And as I was working on people and asking questions of the subconscious mind and finding things, finding imbalances that were going on in people's bodies, I was always cataloging those and kind of keeping track of those. And gradually I put together this whole system that now we call the body code. And that's what the book that's coming out in January is about. It's about...
I have a bunch of questions to ask you. We'll take a deeper dive into the body code in some of my questions as soon as we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center.
Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now. If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call, check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm speaking with Dr. Bradley Nelson, and we're taking a little dive into his new book called The Body Code. Dr. Bradley, okay, so when I heard what you said about asking the questions, you know, the yes or no questions, like the binary system.
Right.
And so in kinesiology, or muscle testing, we're basically just using the is it yes or is it no. We're not using open-ended questions for this to tap into any. Okay, so we're just going into the subconscious. My question is, if the subconscious mind is programmed with something that is not true, for instance, in your muscle testing, how do we get around that, right, with that?
Right. Well, we're working right now on something that we call the belief code. I think what you're really referring to is faulty beliefs. That's another certification level that we're going to be launching soon. And so we have three levels of certification in our company. We have emotion code certification. That's level one. People learn the emotion code. They can use that and have great success as an energy healer at that level. The next level up is the body code. That's level two. And that's where they learn about all the other kinds of imbalances that happen that can create trouble for us. And by imbalances, I mean things like pathogens that get into the body, how to deal with those energetically, toxins, how to deal with those, how to deal with imbalances of the circuitry in the body, breakdowns between the spirit and the physical body, nutritional deficiencies, all of that. I mean, there's a lot to it. That's level two. Level three certification in our company, Discover Healing, is going to be the belief code. And it's really interesting because the belief code is all about finding and removing these negative belief systems that have been built up in your body. So for example, if you're told over and over as a kid, oh, you'll never amount to anything, you may incorporate that, and that may actually become a truth for you that is in your own subconscious mind. But there are ways to identify those negative beliefs. And what ends up happening in the subconscious mind is that we end up creating these negative belief systems. So that a negative belief system, you can think of it as being like a tree. The roots will be what we call a faulty core belief. The trunk and the branches will typically be what we call limiting beliefs that kind of spring out of that core belief. And then you might have some negative programs that are like the leaves of the tree. And it's really interesting and very, very powerful. But we do have a way to correct that, because really everything is energy. And even the beliefs that you have, even those negative beliefs, those faulty core desires, those can be identified and then energetically changed. We can't change beliefs that are conscious beliefs for people. I mean, if you believe consciously that, you know, the sky's blue, we're not going to be able to go in and change that. But we can change these subconsciously held beliefs. And I believe the secret to and the future, really, of human development and human potential is aligning what a person consciously believes and what they consciously want to achieve with their subconscious mind. You see, a lot of the time, for most people, the subconscious mind is not aligned with what you are after consciously, where you want to go. But as you work on that subconscious mind and you clear trapped emotions, for example, and you clear other things like these limiting beliefs and faulty core desires and things, you can line the subconscious mind up with the conscious mind, and that's when things really start to happen.
Makes a lot of sense. You know, it's been said that the body has the potential to live hundreds of years, maybe even thousands of years.
Well, look at the Bible. They used to live for
800,000 years.
Exactly.
So, so what we're really talking about, though, you know, I mean, even we laugh at that, but, you know, we have the belief that people only live 80 or 90 or 100 years.
Right.
And yet there are people on the planet right now that are living 140 years. There's people that, you know, some of the saints and sages out there are living indefinitely, in my experience. So,
well, I believe those people back in the Bible really did live that long. And I think that part of the reason why we don't live as long now is because we don't believe that we can.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's part of it.
But if we shifted that paradigm right now, I mean, even in my own mind, when I think, I could live to 120, there's such resistance to that. There's a collective consciousness around us that, you know, kind of almost limits us. But to break out of that mold, first step is thinking that it is possible, right?
Well, you know, the fascinating thing is when I was in practice during the last 10 years that I was in practice, most of the people that I saw had been told there was really no help for them at all in Western medicine. Right. And they had all kinds of supposedly incurable problems. But by asking the subconscious mind of each person, of each patient, what was really wrong, what were the real problems, the symptoms that they came in with were never the problem, really. That was just the symptom picture of, you know, of their subconscious mind trying to let them know that there were other things really happening. And so with the body code, what we try to do is we try to identify the actual underlying causes, the imbalances that go on in the body. And so the vast majority of those people I was able to help get well just by doing what their subconscious mind wanted me to do and address those deep underlying causes, those the emotional imbalances, the deficiencies, the toxins, all of those kinds of things. And so if you think about it, if you take a person right now that has the genetic potential to live to be, you know, 120 or 150 or whatever, or even longer, what is it that's going to shorten their life? Why would they not make it to that age? And the reason is because of the imbalances that we suffer from. You know, we pick up little infections in the body. They start wearing us down. We have nutritional deficiencies. We don't metabolize things as well. We can't detoxify the body. There are all kinds of imbalances that go on. The body code is the ultimate way, really, to tap into the subconscious mind, find those imbalances and fix those. Mm-hmm. And if you can maintain your body in a state where you're pretty much free of all of those kinds of imbalances, then I think we really don't know yet how long a person can live and how healthy they can be in living to that, that age.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. You got my mind rushing right now, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, what is it that we would have to, what would I, me personally, maybe others listening, what would we have to clear out to be able to live 120 years old? I mean, how much of your life would we have to embrace in our mind? You know, I mean, what limitations of thinking will we first of all have to take off? So I'm thinking it's through the mind, because I believe the mind is the cause of our bondage and the mind is the cause of our liberation. And I also believe that, you know, there's been a lot of experiment with this years ago. I don't know, it's probably still going on, where you can go under hypnosis and somebody can come out with a blue eye and a green and a brown eye. Right. Or somebody has a boil on their hand that they've thought just with their mind, and they can heal that instantly. Right. So, right. So yeah. We're just tapping it. We're just kind of at the beginning stages of this is what I'm getting.
Yeah, we really are. My favorite of those kinds of stories is where they.
Okay. I'm going to hold you 1 second. You have to tell that story when we come back from break, because I'm going to do a quick break. We'll be right back. And all of you that are listening to the show, we've given you some real information here on ways to really take your life to a completely new level and live at higher levels of thought, higher levels of consciousness. And as a result of doing that, by the way, what happens is you do start to heal in all areas of your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. That's what the show's about. If you like what we're doing, I encourage you to become an insider on the Voices of Courage homepage. Just go to voicesofcourage.us. And subscribe. There's no cost to it at this point. Become an insider of the show. And of course, we always ask you to tell your families and friends about this show. And you can get all the replays at voicesofcourage.us. Till next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable. And then you will be able to do the impossible. Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Today is the show that you want to pay attention to. I have a question for you. Have you ever thought about how important your mind is when it comes to health? Do you think your emotions might have an impact on your health? Well, if you're answering yes to that, then this show is for you because we're going to be taking a deep dive into that. And you're going to be able to see how inextricably connected the mind and the body, the mind and emotions, the mind and our physicality are completely connected. So I've studied this subject for many years, and I've studied many of the ancient teachings around this. And what we're finding more and more is that the ancient teachings align with the current science. And so once you start to understand that, and you understand that there's limitations with allopathic medicine, right? That you need to really explore the wide gamut of what's available for you. And why is that? Well, if you have a chronic disease going on right now, if you got something chronic that's happening over and over and again with you, the healing is a quest. And so if you're not getting your results, then you have to look in alternative places. And if you don't, what's probably going to happen is it's whatever you've got going on is probably going to get exacerbated. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. But there are solutions to almost every health challenge. And today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's got a new book out called The Body Code. He's the one that wrote The Emotional Code. Now we're going to talk about The Body Code. So after I come back from the break, I'm going to introduce you to him. But here's what I'd like you to do. Go get a pen and paper. Get ready to write down this important information that the doctor is about to give you. Okay. Hope you do that. Hope you take me up on that. We'll be right back after this break.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call, check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's your host, Ken D. Foster. We're talking with Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's got a new book out called The Body Code. And if you're paying attention to this conversation, I bet your mind is starting to wander, maybe opening up your imagination of what's possible. All right. What's your favorite story on this?
Oh, well, it's the one where they've taken people who have multiple personality disorders and In one personality, they'll have full-blown diabetes type 1. They shift to another personality, it's no longer there. Just really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, how do we explain that, right? You know, it's, well, you can explain it because you're working with the subconscious mind, right?
Well, it's all about quantum physics, really. And quantum physics is so interesting because the nature of our reality is not what we tend to think it is. It's something vastly different. These bodies of ours are made of nothing but energy, and they are almost entirely empty space. I mean, really, our bodies are empty space, and there's energy there. So our bodies are more like a force field than anything else. Some quantum physicists recently figured out if you could remove all the empty space from everybody's body on Earth, you could put all 5.8 billion people in the world into a box the size of a sugar cube.
That's as mind-blowing as knowing there's 100 billion stars in the Milky Way and there's 100 billion Milky Ways galaxies. You know, that's one of those.
Yeah, hard to wrap your head around. But yeah. But anyway, these bodies of ours are incredibly intelligent, and they know exactly what they need. Yeah. And that's how this all works.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I want to get practical with this. All right. So a person is starting, they're reading the body code. In fact, let's put a picture of that up on the screen here. I think we have it here somewhere. Let's see. Body code. Here we go. Let's get the body code up. And this is the new book. It's out, coming out in January. And so you're going to be able to get the body code. You can get the emotional code right now. Where can they get that?
Well, the emotion code's available anywhere books are sold. It's available as an audio book on Audible, of course, Amazon, all the other bookstores. Okay. Yeah, it's available everywhere and in many languages too.
Okay, good. So the body code's coming out. What is going to be the practical, benefits for my audience when they read this book?
Well, let's see. Can I share my screen really quick?
Please do.
Okay, hang on a second here then. And here we go. Yeah. All right, there we go. So first of all, this is our website at discoverhealing.com. And a couple things here. We've got, if you click on this little app link right here, it shows you, tells you about the body code, what it is, okay? And the body code, actually, it's a subscription application that runs on, as you can see, it runs on desktop computers, iPads, Android tablets, phones, etc. And what it is it's a clickable mind map, essentially, that enables a person to find what kind of imbalances they have going on. So in other words, there are six main categories of imbalances. There are pathogens and misalignments of anything. There are nutritional things and lifestyle things. There's toxicity, imbalances of the circuitry, the systems of the body, and then imbalances of the energy field and so on. So what you can do is you can drill down here, and the subconscious mind, the way that this works, Ken, is that the subconscious mind of every individual knows what's in this map. There are about 1,000 different nodes in here. And if we were to print out the whole thing, it would be about the size of the LA phone book, about this thick. Mm-hmm. So the body code book that's coming out tells about what this is and how this works, and it gives people enough that they can actually start having some success just using the book. And then if they decide they want to get the app, they can access everything in here.
Wow. Okay. You want me to share that more, a little more?
Yeah, sure. So okay. Yeah. So anyway, you can drill down. You can find pathogens like mold and things like that. You can drill down, find misalignments. I mean, it's an incredibly complete system. All the teeth are in here, all the bones in the skull, for example. You've always got a little breadcrumb trail to take you back. You've got tables of things. Well, one of my favorite stories was a woman that had been hospitalized for 5 days with this terrible pain in the abdomen. And we finally figured out, using this system, her subconscious mind took us to Chromium. And She got some chromium and instantaneously the pain was gone. Lots and lots of stories like that. The subconscious mind knows exactly what it needs. And this is just a way that you can ask questions and get answers. Maybe you were bitten by a spider at some point. Maybe you're suffering from that. Well, how would you know that? Maybe it was 10 years ago. I mean, anyway.
So let me ask you about it. Is this on your site? Yeah. Where do they find this at?
Well, if they go to the site, people can go to Discover Healing. And then if they click on the little app button right here, they can read about it.
Okay.
It's currently called the Discover Healing app. And it includes the body code. It's really the body code itself. And you can scroll down, you can try it out for 30 days and you can sign up for it right here and then download it and so on. It's after that, it's $29 a month. If you want to keep it, if you're using it, it's going to be well worth that. So
yeah, that sounds awesome. I got to go get that myself. That sounds really amazing. I'd love to check that out. Wow. Thank you for that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the discoveryhealing.com is on the screen. And for our audio audience, I'm going to repeat it again, discoveryhealing.com. And the name of the app again is?
Yep. It's discoveryhealing.com. And the app is the Discover Healing app. So when you go to the site, you just click on app and it'll take you there.
You know what I love about you and what your work you're doing is you're getting to the cause. You know, yeah, a lot of times we treat symptoms and, sometimes some doctors don't know the difference between a symptom and a cause, quite frankly. So this is good. And what you're saying is what I'm hearing is that this gives people the ability to take responsibility for their own lives. So they're going to be able to step up, be able to use an app like this and really start to tune in to what is going on within you. And this is really the critical piece for not only Dr. Bradley's app, but also this whole show, right? This is what we do. We help you to get to the core issues, whether it be in health or fitness and what's going on with your body or what's going on emotionally or mentally within you. You know, I like to bring in the top guests to do that. So, yeah, this is so aligned with what we do. So, all right. Well, listen, let me go to break. And then when we come back, we're going to dive a little deeper into some of the ways that the audience can take steps today to be able to change up their life in great ways. We'll be right back.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now.
you may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is just a fascinating show. I'm just really glad that you're here again, Dr. Bradley. I want to ask you something. You coined the phrase heart wall to describe a specific condition. What can you tell us what heart walls are and why a lot of people probably suffer from this?
Right. Well, the ancient peoples understood that the heart was the seat of the soul and the source of love and creativity and romance and the core of our being. And in the modern world, we've really not paid much attention to those ideas, except for the fact that when people get a heart transplant, oftentimes they inherit new loves, new affinities for music and food and sports. Sometimes they have memories of being in places they've never been. Sometimes their handwriting will change. And so we're finding out that there actually is something going on with the heart that is more like what the ancients believed. And in fact, it wasn't that many years ago that they discovered that there really is another brain. They call it the little brain that's in the heart. And the heart's got a lot of gray matter and white matter, like the brain that's in our heads. So the heart is this very special organ. Well, it also, I believe, is the seat of the subconscious mind. And think about it. When someone is really deeply hurting you or you're really deeply grieved, where do you feel it? Well, you don't get a headache. You get a heartache, right? It can feel like there's an elephant sitting on your chest or like you can't breathe. And so if that happens to you more than once or twice, the subconscious mind will put up a wall, an energy wall around your heart. And that wall is actually made of your emotional baggage. And so we call it a heart wall. And we find that the majority of people have done this. Most people are walking around, over 90% of people are walking around with a wall like this around their heart. And that's one of the reasons I think why the world is so messed up. And when people get that wall taken down, and by the way, you can do this yourself, you know, with the book, The Emotion Code, then what they find out is that, sometimes love shows up that didn't ever show up for them before, or they start having creative ideas that start to flow spontaneously. It's a really incredibly powerful thing. In fact, what I want to share with your listeners, maybe I can share this page really quick.
Sure.
Okay, let's see. This page is, here we go. It's called the Emotion Code Challenge. This is a new thing that we just launched about a week ago. And you can go to discoverhealing.com/emotion-code-challenge. It's a 14-day thing. It's free. And we basically walk you through how to change your life in just a couple of weeks using the emotion code. So you're going to be learning daily exercises, hands-on practice. You'll get journal prompts, expert instruction. So this is something that I think you'll really, really love. It's, again, it's a free thing. You get 14 days of instruction on how to actually start using the emotion code, and you do learn about the heart wall and find out if you have one and find out how to start dismantling it so that you can actually start manifesting the life you're capable of.
Well, I love that. I don't know if everybody does, but a lot of us love challenges. So this is a good thing. Give us where we can get this again, please.
If you go to discoverhealing.com/emotion-code-challenge.
Yeah, that's good. You know, as a result of going through that experience, what do you believe some of the benefits that people would have?
Well, you know, the reality of it is it's our emotional baggage, the emotional energies that have become trapped in our bodies from those events that we have lived through that we would rather not have lived through. It's that emotional baggage that is the single biggest underlying cause of the things we battle with all the time, the depression, the anxiety, the phobias, the panic attacks, the PTSD, the eating disorders, the feelings of worthlessness and the struggles that we have emotionally. But also our emotional baggage is the single biggest underlying cause of physical pain. 90% of all the physical pain people have is because of emotional baggage. I mean, that sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, these bodies of ours are made of energy. And the number one imbalance that we suffer from is another form of energy. It's the energy of those emotions that we've gone through that just didn't get processed well. And so, every disease process we've seen now in over 30 years also has emotional baggage as a component. So,
Well, you know what? One of the things that sometimes people are in denial of their baggage, and they don't even know they have it. But what I found is that it's always about the results you're getting right now. So, you know, how do you help people to like kind of look and go, okay, you know, you're walking around with some chronic pain. You've had it for 30 years and you realize that, you know, now it's getting a little more, you're getting up in age and you're thinking, and somebody says, you know, you don't have to have that chronic pain. How do people like go, how do they put their head around that? Cause they've carried it, this excuse to have it for 30 years. And now you've got a way to heal this. So how do you help people do that? How do you get their head around it?
Yeah, typically what happens most often is that people will have some kind of a problem like that that's long standing, and then they end up getting worked on by somebody who is using the emotion code, and then they have to wrap their head around the actual results, what they know has happened in their body, and now suddenly they don't have that pain anymore, and it only took 2 minutes to get rid of it, and you've had it for 30 years. That's kind of mind blowing, yes, but you know, that may happen to you during the 14-day emotion code challenge. I mean, it happens to people all the time, all over. There's no guarantee about anything, and the emotion code is not, you know, we don't sell it as a or promote it as a cure for anything. It's just a way to get rid of the emotional baggage. But I'll tell you something, Ken. What I'm finding and what I found is that these bodies of ours have lots of ways of getting our attention, and they get our attention by having pain or having other kinds of malfunction in the body. And the symptoms that we have are almost never really the problem, even though they can be difficult to live with. The symptoms that we have are really the tip of the iceberg. And what's really driving those symptoms is other things. And what the most common other thing is emotional baggage.
Yeah. So. I'm really happy you repeated that, because I think that can just go over someone's head real quick. But the symptoms are generally not the problem. There's something else underlying the problem. And if all of us could just get that, it's like, okay, you've got a rash breaking out, right? Most people think, I have a rash. It must be something I ate. Okay, great. Well, you know, but what's underlying you eating whatever you ate to get the rash? It's showing up in your body. That's what we're talking about here. And what's driven you to eat that? What's going on, right? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the reality of it is, I mean, if you look at Western medicine and how it's organized around symptoms, right?
Right.
So, you know, if you got migraine headaches, well, and you go to a medical doctor, he's going to think of all the different drugs that he can give you that will help you to be able to function and not have all the pain. The problem is the migraine headaches, think of that as a symptom. And the underlying cause of that is probably a misaligned bone in your neck or some emotional baggage or who knows what. It could be something you're eating, but your subconscious mind knows what the real underlying causes are. And it's the same for all the things that we suffer from, all these diseases and all of these physical and mental and emotional symptoms that we have are just that. They're just symptoms. And getting to the underlying causes of why you're having those symptoms is really where the game is played. And it's how the game is going to be played in the future. This whole entire paradigm of asking the subconscious mind what is really going on and what the real underlying causes are is absolutely the future of healing. There is no other way. The subconscious knows. We have to ask questions. We're just a little ahead of the curve is all with this work.
Wow. I love that. Well, you know what? That gives a lot of people hope. You know, I mean, if you're listening to this right now and you've got something chronic going on and you've been treating it allopathically for many years, stop. Stop. Find out what Dr. Bradley is talking about here and take another way. You know, I'm not saying to give up your doctor. I'm saying find it's a quest. Find another way to be able to look at what's going on in your body and make some new changes. You know, if you don't, you know, the old saying, right? If you don't change, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Well,
yeah.
First
right. And the definition of insanity, right, is doing the same thing over and over. Now, if you go to and expecting a different result, right? So if you go to Discover Healing, you can click on the practitioner button. And we've got people that we've certified in 80 countries around the world. We have almost 10,000 practitioners of the emotion code, for example. They're all over the place. And the beautiful thing about this work is that it can be done live and in person, or it can be done at any distance. And so most of these people work with other people in other countries around the world. And, you know, in many cases change their lives. Many of these patients are clients of theirs. They'll never even maybe meet personally, but welcome to the 21st century. This is how it's done.
Yeah, I love it. Wow. All right. Well, listen, man, we're out of time. That went quick. Boom.
It did.
I always like to ask this question. So what is your message to the world today, Dr. Bradley Nelson? What do you want the world to know?
Well, it's time for us to wake up and realize what these bodies of ours really are. And what they are is just very complex energy fields. And so therefore, the best way to take care of ourselves should be to use energy medicine. The most advanced forms of energy medicine, I believe, right now are the emotion code and the body code that anyone can learn that enable anybody to tap into the subconscious mind, which is this massive, incredibly powerful computer that every person has, that every animal has, every child, every infant has. And learn how to get answers from that internal computer. It's the best kind of computer programming there is.
Yeah.
It speaks awesome. From experience.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much again for being here. You've enlightened us in a whole bunch of new ways. And I hope you'll come back again. And
sure.
When you have that new book ready to purchase, we should do another show around this. This is fantastic.
Definitely. So thank you, Ken.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me on.
And all of you that are listening to the show, we've given you some real information here on ways to really take your life to a completely new level and live at higher levels of thought, higher levels of consciousness. And as a result of doing that, by the way, what happens is you do start to heal in all areas of your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. That's what the show's about. If you like what we're doing, I encourage you to become an insider on the Voices of Courage homepage. Just go to voicesofcourage.us and subscribe. There's no cost to it at this point. Become an insider of the show. And of course, we always ask you to tell your families and friends about this show. And you can get all the replays at voicesofcourage.us. Till next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable. And then you will be able to do the impossible.